A pre-meeting protest rally outside the Douglas County Courthouse is expected to draw a few hundred anti-power line protesters. Some of them will be from across the bay near Duluth, where this power line is already under construction. Doug Hofbauer says he and his neighbors are getting electrical interference, even though the line isn't up to full power.
A couple weeks ago, we had our town hall filled with people whose TV reception has ceased on channels 3 and 6. People have had problems with baby monitors, cell phones, and things like that, but the TV really brought the people out.
Transmission line builder American Transmission Company has successfully argued before state and federal agencies that this line is needed, since Wisconsin has only four major power lines connecting it with other states. ATC's Mark Williamson says if those lines overload, it would cause havoc across the entire upper Midwest.
It affects things from Canada throughout Minnesota into Iowa, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, parts of Michigan, and northern Illinois are all being adversely impacted in terms of transmission network reliability and security by the fact that we have just a weak interconnection between Wisconsin and Minnesota, and it's that problem that this line is designed to fix.
But environmentalists, property owners, and others say local power plants should replace this 240-mile-long line. This property owner is apprehensive about what a 12-story high tower and power line will do to his home.
It concerns me that many of these county board members haven't a clue of really what's going on here. And they're going to make a decision that's going to affect my family the rest of my life.
The 28-person Douglas County Board is split, and tonight's meeting is expected to reflect that. The board will vote on either rejecting the power line or to open negotiations with ATC. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.